Next up, we have Larry from Texas who's thinking of refacing his home. Larry, what are you doing?
Oh, you're sitting around.
Excellent.
Not now, Larry. What do you think about doing to your house?
Well, I have about 50 brick on my house. It's about 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And that's starting to face pop. Some of them are.
Okay.
And what I need to do is find the easiest way to cut the old mortar out and get the old brick out. And I have new brick that's not exactly the same, but they'll work. And how to get that easiest way to get the mortar back in there.
Well, it's a tough one. I'll tell you, there's a lot of work here, but what you could use is a masonry saw. You can get a masonry blade and put it on your circular saw and do some plunge cuts in there and try to cut out some of that mortar. But you're going to have to do a lot of handwork here. You're going to end up chiseling out around that after you get as much as you can out with the masonry saw.
Okay.
And then once you get that out there, then you can set the new bricks in. But remember, you're gonna have to do a lot of pointing up here around here. And no matter how close you think the color is now, you're going to see some differences, especially with the new mortar.
Right. Yeah, what's the easiest? Is it just that tool? You just have to push the mortar in it? Or is there something else you could, some easier way to get the mortar in?
To replace them? No, you have to use a pointing tool. You basically, set the brick in and then use a pointing tool to press the mortar in and strike the joint so it looks like it matches everything else.
Okay. So it's nothing real simple.
Well, it is simple. It looks simple, but when you do it, you're going to have to kind of develop a bit of technique there. Okay, Larry?
Right. Yeah, I have a patio, a brick going around my patio, and I got some of those out, and I started putting them in, and of course, I had to just push that old mortar in. I said, surely there's an easier way to do it, but evidently there's not.
Yeah. Well, it's easy if you do it every day, but when you do it once in a while, it is a bit of a challenge.
I watch some of these brick guys, and they just, make it look so simple.
They could do it in their sleep.
Exactly.
Well, that's why they're the pros.
You're right. But, yeah, I had one, I guess it was this past Saturday, I picked up your, just flipped on the radio on KFYO and found your show, and that's the first time I've seen it. Is it new to Lubbock or something?
Well, we've been around for about 8 years, but we are constantly picking up new stations. And, yes, we are new to Lubbock, Texas, and we are so appreciative to have us there. And we're glad you're enjoying the show.
Thank you. It'll really be helpful to a lot of people.
All right. Well, thanks, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.